Chapter 7. Nettie enjoyed watching her mother set off for work in her uniform. She particularly liked the stiff, white, oval cap with a thick black ribbon that wound around its base. Her mother told her the shape of the cap was meant to represent the nursing school attended by the nurse who wore it. Her shoes were also white and looked indestructible. She told Nettie the thick soles were meant to take a beating on concrete hospital floors. She wore stockings connected to garters on her girdle that make her look as slim as a young girl. On the days her mother worked, Nettie and her sister stayed at Uncle Izzy's house or with their grandparents. Nettie couldn't remember ever meeting her grandparents before, so she felt a bit shy at first. They looked terribly old, Nettie thought. Her mother had told Nettie and Abby her parents were tailors who worked out of their apartment. Nettie was thrilled when they let her and Abby look through the fashion magazines they kept on the sofa's end table. She could tell Abby was getting bored when she threw down her magazine and began to whine. Grandma and Grandpa tried to console and reassure Abby while Nettie sat staring at the model on one page of the magazine. She tried to melt into the paper. Nettie concentrated on the model wearing a white wedding dress, floral length with a simple neckline edged with seed pearls. The dress was long-sleeved with a high waist. The model had black hair and brown eyes like Nettie and wore red lipstick that stood out against the stark white of the dress. The bride looked happy. Nettie wondered if this was like the dress the woman on the train wore before she changed for her honeymoon trip. She wished everyone in the apartment would sit quietly for a while, just like the young couple did on the train. She knew they wouldn't, though. Once Abby got going, she could hold everyone's attention. It was like they were all under her spell. But if Abby was busy bothering other people, at least she wasn't bothering her. Nettie didn't dislike her sister. Sometimes she felt sorry for her, but mostly she resented that their lives seemed to revolve around Abby. Nettie turned her attention back to the bride in the magazine. Maybe her grandparents would teach her how to sew so she could make her own clothes. Abby looked calmer after Grandma sat down beside her, uttering soothing noises. "Shh, shh. You're okay, honey. You're okay." Uncle Izzy and Aunt Gladys lived near a park. On the day Nettie and Abby stayed with them, they were allowed to go to the park and mingle with the kids in the neighborhood. Abby had a hard time getting along with them, so she usually sat on a park bench staring at the other kids. Or she threw a fit, so Nettie had to leave her new friends and bring Abby back to Uncle Izzy's apartment. Aunt Gladys was often home on those days. Like their grandmother, she was gentle with Abby, maybe because she worked with the fragile egos of Hollywood stars. She took Abby inside, gesturing Nettie to go back to the park. Then Nettie felt free, since she didn't have to be her sister's keeper for a short while. It was too bad Abby couldn't enjoy herself, but Nettie was thrilled not to have to worry about how she might behave. It upset Nettie that her mother wouldn't let her new friends visit. She said she was embarrassed by the small apartment. She sometimes let Nettie go to friends' houses after school on the days she worked. Nettie didn't know how long that would last. Her mother told her it was becoming hard to arrange Abby's doctor's appointments, keep house, and see her private duty patient. She said she was thinking of quitting. Nettie didn't know that Uncle Bob gave her mother a weekly allowance that covered their bills, or that Laura sent her a few dollars every month, along with lists of new doctors Rose could visit with Abby. Uncle Izzy taught Abby and Nettie to paint on the days the girls stayed with him and Aunt Gladys. He set up two easels in the apartment living room. Aunt Gladys made him put old sheets on the floor to protect them from spilling paint. Uncle Izzy said he'd prefer the girls paint in the living room rather than his studio, which was cluttered and disorganized. Nettie was relieved. She was afraid she might bump into one of his sculptures and break it. Nettie enjoyed smearing colors all over the paper. Abby was a better artist. She seemed to take it seriously for the first couple of lessons, but broke down during the third one on a quiet morning while their mother was working. Uncle Izzy seemed unsure what to do when Abby suddenly dropped her brush and sat down on the floor, head in her hands, sobbing uncontrollably. Nettie stopped painting, put Abby's brush back on the easel and extended a hand. Silently, Abby rose from the floor and allowed Natty to lead her into a bedroom. Natty helped her lie down and removed her shoes. She got a glass of water from the kitchen, placed it beside the bed, and left the room, closing the door behind her. Then Natty glanced up at Uncle Izzy, picked up her paintbrush, and resumed her work. She began to hum to herself while Uncle Izzy sat at the little kitchen table with a strange look on his face. Natty had learned long ago how to calm herself in the face of Abby's attacks. Getting excited only upset Abby even more. This kind of thing was not new to Abby. She saw it happen several times a week in one way or another. Sometimes Abby started screaming for no reason. At other times she simply collapsed on the floor. It was like when Abby had urinated on the train. These things used to frighten and upset Natty, but she'd learned to calm herself by humming a tune from the radio or walking away. She realized her aunts and uncles were new to it all. Natty loved the life-size dolls and stuffed animals Uncle Bob brought them, but she knew they wouldn't make a difference to Abby. Abby never thanked anyone for what they gave her, but Natty couldn't stop smiling. Unlike her sister, she wasn't used to getting what she wanted. Grandma and Grandpa tried to teach them to sew, but Natty was left-handed, and her grandparents were both right-handed. Natty didn't have enough patience and soon lost interest. She was much more interested in the clothes themselves. Grandma bought her paper dolls and helped Natty design paper clothes for them. Abby seemed to like sewing, and it kept her calm for a while. Natty was alert for signs that Abby was starting to lose patience, like the time she began to stab herself with a sewing needle over and over again. Natty watched Grandma sit down beside Abby, remove the needle from her hand, and hold Abby tightly in her arms. It worked. Other times, nothing seemed to calm her sister, so they all watched while Abby raced around the apartment touching things and screaming. While sewing, their grandparents told them stories of Budapest and how they'd been driven out of the city because they were Jews when their mother was just 8 years old. Grandma said she'd kept some of her jewels for when Natty and Abby were grown up. She didn't tell them she feared bad times ahead and felt comforted knowing she and Sam could sell the jewels if they had to. Aunt Gladys or Grandma Gazella usually gave them an early dinner before their mother picked them up. Natty suspected they knew their mother was a bad cook. Besides, she was always tired after work. On the days she didn't work, their mother also told them stories. Hers were about her patients and what nursing was like. I remember wanting to be a nurse because I saw a picture of a pretty girl in a nursing uniform on a poster. Silly me, it's not like that at all. You do look pretty in your uniform, Mother, said Natty. But it gets dirty at work. I have to do so much cleaning up. I try to clean myself before I come home. Nurses have to do a lot of things. I make meals and clean the patient's bed. I give them their medicines and help them go to the bathroom. Do you have to see blood, Mother? Asked Abby. The patient I have now isn't bleeding, but she does have an infection. Nurses see blood a lot. You get used to it, their mother answered casually. Natty listened, rapt. I want to be a nurse someday. Abby's attention wandered. I have a day off tomorrow. What should we do? Asked their mother, noting the change in Abby. Let's get some new clothes, please, Mother, said Abby, getting excited. Can we call Daddy and then have lunch out? Asked Natty. Yes, we can do all of that. Maybe next week we'll go to the movies. What do you think? Natty loved the movies. She thought Abby did too. They liked shopping or the movies more than visiting their cousins or going to Uncle Bob's or Uncle Max's on weekends. Natty noticed Mother usually left those visits with new silk stockings or a piece of jewelry. Her mother never said a word about it, but Natty saw her put them on when she went out in the evenings. Aunt Gladys told Natty that Mother went to Uncle Bob's nightclub, the Casablanca Cafe. It was named after the famous movie with Humphrey Bogart. Aunt Gladys told her Uncle Bob liked to think of himself like Rick, Bogey's character. He wanted everyone to think he was tough and smart. He was neither.